good morning to Comrade Suka and the members of the committee and the DA. I don't see the DA ID. Where is the DA ID? Okay, it's the pure DA. Oh, yeah, my door. Okay, it's not here, don't adopt it, it's fine, there's no problem. Members, thank you very much. Members, we are going to take the lottery board. Lottery board, we have invited you on the decision of the committee together with the Dweller and who else again? And the part of Mr. Chweni and Mr. Mulatelo, and I see the prophet here today again, but thanks, April, for coming. And I think you, the lady was here last week and extended our heartfelt appreciation in making sure that whatever it comes, the lady was going somewhere, but the prophet is paramount that you go to Parliament. I wish other reactionaries would think that way, that Parliament is above anything, and then you must come to Parliament, and then like you have made other things to be scheduled, and somebody come on your behalf. I think people could understand it that way, but the people do not understand it that up until we put our foot down, and people realize consequences, and they sneak left us to the Speaker of Parliament in now trying to avoid the situation where now we're going for people and toe to toe and prove that we are mandated by the constitution of this country, and not any other moving article in this country would dare undermine this committee. And we have vouched to that nobody who is a South African would ever tell us that he doesn't want to come to this committee. And that commitment, we live up to that commitment, and then it's not going to happen. But thanks very much for coming. Prof, we are going to take you first, and then, because we have requested you, and thank you for coming, that Prof, the petition from the petitioners of the aggrieved athletic people, we're drawing a dichotomy that says the members of SASCOC have an easy access to the resources of the lottery, and they are abusing those resources for their own powerful stature that undermines even administration, and that at times they make sure that they are the distributors of the resources, and they are in a position to can influence the cost of the resources. But that was not just a statement said by the petitioners at the time, Prof. In Joe Foster's tenure, it was evident that Prof. Joe Foster said all members of SASCOC, virtually all of them, were sitting in the distributor in lottery. If they recuse themselves, we don't form a quorum. And therefore, there is a rampant conflict of interest with members of SASCOC, from the president to an ordinary person, who are president and members of the federation who are sitting in the lottery distribution. So that has given us a clear idea. And they were even showing how the funds are allocated there by this distribution lottery, in saying so-and-so is a member of SASCOC, he's a member of volleyball. Look at what volleyball gets compared to athletics or compared to rugby. So it was clear, and the evidence was there. So finally, they were saying this matter is an abuse of funds. The matter of the Dweller image. Then the committee decided that no. After discussing and get evidence from somebody was sent by the university to answer some questions, then that led to us to say, let's call the lottery. So we've called the lottery on those basis. Prof, I'm sure you can hear what they say. So, Prof, we just wanted to call you, and we want to verify some few things around this lottery. It's in particular, Prof, around the money that was borrowed or was advanced by the university to the president of Bula on an occasion that was going to take place. And therefore, for years, the university has been in negotiations in pursuing this, getting the money that was for the university, which was given under the pretext that this money would come and therefore the matter would be laid to rest. And, Prof, I can tell you, we were heartened by the university that says they would appreciate if this matter can be handled and so that it must not spoil the relationship between Bulant or whatever, and then if it can be handled amicably. But the other thing, Prof, it was raised here, it was said in a meeting, it was announced in a meeting in Bulant that there is nothing like that, but evidence shows that there is something like that. So it was completely contradicting a statement was made at the time when the president of Poland and they went to a meeting there when he was asked on that question. But I'm asking you, Prof, to put us through, and then so that at least you get clarity and on this matter, then we'll read you. But we appreciate that you're having a very crucial meeting, and also you have deemed it fit that you must honor this meeting for the members. Thank you very much.
Chairperson?
Yes, honorably.
Can I address you on a matter, please?
Yes.
Chairperson, in your introduction, you mentioned that, one, that Bulant will be here, so I suppose the gentlemen over there, they are Bulant. I know the professor here, and he's representing Lotto. I have no problem with that, Chairperson, because that is what we decided. What I don't understand, Chairperson, is the presence of Mr. Chueni, and whether he is going to take part in this meeting, because if that is the case, Chairperson, then I will have to make a judgment on that and decide what my actions are going to be.
No, it's on record that Mr. Chueni must be called. I think it was said in that meeting, Donald, that we must call Prof, we must call the all affected bodies, and we must call also Munatelo and Leonard Chueni. It was decided on that meeting. I can't decide the thing on my own. It was decided in that meeting. But there will be no problem. I don't think that Leonard will have a problem, but I don't want us to be very inconsistent. If members can recall, I have one witness of recalling everything that we just said there. I remember that we said it was called, and therefore program and everything, and even Parliament made arrangements for them to come down here, because they would not come out of their own accord.
Chairperson, as you have the right to remember things, I also have the right, and I have a very good memory too, Chairperson. So it's my memory versus your memory then. As far as I can recall, Chairperson, it was decided that we should call Bulant as well as the Lotto. And as I've said, I have no problem listening to them, Chairperson. But of course, when it comes to Mr. Chueni, Chairperson, then I have a problem.
Yeah, I'll show you, Donald, in the set of the minutes, unless you're reviewing your position. I will read in the set of the minutes where this decision was taken. But all the same, let us go on and then I'll quickly read the minutes where such a decision we took. And therefore, we'll go on with the other topic. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Oh, sorry, Prof.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. What I can remember is that, not at last week's meeting, but at that meeting, at the initial meeting, there was a proposal that all stakeholders will be invited to put their case. In last week's meeting, if my memory serves me correct, we agreed that we are going to call Holland University and Lotto. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Now, on the meeting of the 8th of February, 2011, on the deliberation, on the, it was the initial meeting, it is said on 5.1, the committee resolved that all affected parties, stakeholders, including SASCO, should convene the public, should be convened for the public hearings where the committee will solicit the public opinion on this matter. Then on the meeting of, of the 29th, on the introductory part there, it is said the sports body and individuals who form part of the hearings of the petition, including the following persons and or stakeholders, Wilfred Daniels, former board member and Athletic South Africa, Michael Mambani and all that, that's where these matters were discussed. But I don't have a problem if members are saying, no, Chair, let us rescind that decision. But we must not say there was never such a decision taken. Yes, Commissioner.
No, I'm not disputing what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that at the initial meeting, those proposals were made.
Yes, I'm reading those proposals which were made.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now, I just want a small clarity on my mind so that we are all at ease about this meeting. Because we are talking of a petition. Can I be clarified that this petition that we are talking about, it's about the issue that emanated from last week's meeting when we requested a delegate or a representative on behalf of the university in the name of Ms. Kuku to say that we would want to be given some documents as this committee in your coming to this meeting so that we are all on par in terms of that information. So that whoever makes a presentation to this committee today, we do have documentation. Now, I just want to clarify my mind, is that the meeting that we are debating about, so that I'm clear, because there's another level of those, I think two petitions or whatever, I'm not sure whether there are two petitions or it's one petition, so that I'm just comfortable in the manner in which where I'm seated. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Commissioner, it's the same meeting, but the event, in the process, caught up with what you have proposed. So if we give Prof a chance, and then you will be in a position to hear what's going on. Prof.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee and the House at large. I'm Professor Alfred Nebutanda, I'm the Chairperson of National Notaries Board. We are a correction, we are not Lotto. Lotto is an operator who all the times sends some proceeds to the National Lottery Distribution Trust Fund. And as I said, I thank you very much. We are always just very close to Parliament. We know our responsibilities, and we know that when Parliament, when committee summons us, when committee of Parliament says jump, we don't deny, we can just ask how high should we jump. We are here, Chairperson, on the matter that you have alluded to. Indeed, we got your invitation, and I must indicate to the committee here the matter under discussion. We also received summons from the court so that we can go and appear as the second respondent. And on that basis, on behalf of the NLB, we are ready to give clarity. But however, since the matter is sub judice, it might be difficult for us to discuss the pros and cons of the whole issue. Yes, what I can assure the committee is that on upon receiving of the letter to Parliament, indeed we have put everything in place, our investigation, internal investigation, and also to look at all other avenues relating the case under discussion. But however, as I said, we are ready to clarify some of the things, but discussion thereof, I think, we'll be shooting ourselves, because we have been cited as the second respondent, which will also file our response to the court of law. But I've got my chief operations officer here, Chairperson, just to, if there are some few things that you will need.
No, thank you, Prof. See, Prof, you are answering to a question that was raised by Honorable Suka, but maybe the lady was here didn't realize that when she left here, and then you were served with those summons. Because Suga asked, this matter not probably at any level where it can impact on our discussion. And she said that not in a knowledge. But now that you've clarified that that point, it's fine. And then I just want to, in any other standard principle, we will not get into the discussion on that matter. It's either going to prejudice your argument in defense, or it's going to prejudice whoever also is the defendant number one and all that on that matter. So we'll be able to
hear from the gentleman. Chairperson, you said the professor sort of enlightened us. Perhaps you're enlightened. You know, I'm really shocked. Is this matter in court or... The lady last week, she said they are trying to not squash the thing, but to get it resolved, Chairperson. But now I hear something about a court.
No, she never gave us a discussion. She said to us very clear that this matter is at the high level at the university. Yes, and then Suka was very clear. Do you know that this matter could have been in the hands of the court? She said that, on my knowledge, I am not having any knowledge that it's in the hands of the court. And that matter was on the hand side of the lady, because already the excellence that she was speaking about of the high level of the university had already issued out those documents when she left here. So she was very clear and no distortion about what she said. Now, Prof, I just want to... We will not get into that discussion. You see, Prof. Smith, thanks for coming. I would just want to check. You see, people in sport always do things in a wrong way, and they land in the hands of the law. And that is not how we intending to run sport in the country. And powerful people who perceive and give an impression that they are very powerful always lend us into such a matter. But I just want to ask you, Prof, do you have a problem in us saying, now that this matter is in the hands of the court, we will not be able to deal with it and pronounce on this matter? But a letter that you have sent to
my office. It's a letter that is very humbling, that says, we don't want this matter to end up in the court of law. If we can have an amicable situation where no antagonism would happen in all the parties, we are ready that this matter would be resolved. Now, I would say, in concluding this matter, Prof, do you have a problem in dealing with the university so that you check the pros and cons of this matter so that it must not finally end up in the court and be a matter of a public discussion again, and then the university seen as another level where they don't discuss matters and then they resort to the matters of the court. And that if you don't have a problem with that, I want you to say, because if you don't have a problem with that, I would move that we suggest that in those discussions, when you leave here, you must start changing your diaries and be able to talk to whoever your lawyers are, and you must go and check how best you can resolve this matter rather than matters of sport go to the court of law. Yes, Professor.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the committee. We are the state entity. We serve everybody, the university, the Borland. All are our clients. So therefore, as the lottery would want to find out where are the problems, which we can do it even outside this chamber and also outside the court of law. And also, as I said, we are responsible, we report to Parliament. Everything that we shall have done, Chairperson, we'll come back and report. If there are some findings that are that, you know, temper and affect our democracy, will come and report to you as our legislators.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for reissuing the invitation. And our apologies for being under the wrong impression the previous time. We thought it was solely about the Custis Amenia issue, so our apologies. May I just indicate to you that the letter statement referring to the possibility of a facilitated or mediated solution, that remains our management's position, and that I am playing a key role in terms of that. We have actually exhausted all avenues. I've last night checked again all the attempts which we've made, including one by the former president of ASA in Woodstock in June 2009, and where we submitted a memorandum in terms of how we have experienced the process. We have proof of about four copies of attempts to come to an understanding with Boland, a memorandum of understanding, and at a certain point we were just told no further negotiations will ensue. So we progressed to a point where we nearly had an agreement in terms of, and then we were told with about two issues outstanding, I think, that the matter is now closed. So following the previous president of ASA's attempt and other attempts by ourselves, we had no option but to then take recourse to the courts, but that's not what we want to do. We will happily try and find other ways, as we have done over these years, because we feel we are investing a lot of money now, we are investing a lot of time, a lot of resources. We also now are taking up your time, and we as a university, with a vision of creating hope through our science and our ability to support communities and resolve problems in the communities, we think we need to be doing what we do best. We shouldn't go to court. We want solutions. We want to create opportunities for sportspersons, and we want to create access for sportspersons. And that's what we generally try and do, and we try and do it in all 28 codes. We are often accused of not having been transforming, but it's inconsistent across the university, as complex as that. But in terms of sport generally, since I became responsible in 2004 for sport, we have made major strides. And that remains our intention, and that's why it's such a pity that you need to call us with our mother provincial federation body to come and present here. We think we've exhausted all our avenues, but if there are different ways to try and resolve it, certainly we will fully cooperate with that, because we want, as I've said, to create opportunities. And then may I just note that I've made every effort to participate personally in these processes. Even I'm now supposed to attend the Association of African Universities conference, which we're hosting with about 250 delegates from across Africa. But I thought this is very important. We should be here. And therefore, it's a great pity that the president of Boerland has not shown in Woodstock in June, when the former president of ASA called that meeting to try and resolve the issue, nor has he shown up at the subsequent meeting, and it doesn't seem as if he is here today. So we can here state to this committee that the university is willing to find an amicable solution.
Okay. Prof, thank you very much. The prof from Lotus. Prof, I think we've heard what the university said. I think you are a Loto, and the other one is a distribution. So you must try by all means, when you leave here, and check how best this matter could be resolved, because the agreed party, which is the university, is not hostile to any other solution that would be on the interest of sport. And therefore, I would say, Prof, now that we have entered into a situation, but we would have called, we were going to call, and we have called Mr. Adam. But in view of what developments are now, would allow that process to go in conjunction with what we are proposing that you should do, and then later we'll deal with that. But dealing with the matter on what is happening in the lottery there, I have raised my concerns to the prof, and then it's very clear that things are not going very well there. And then unless we overhaul the machinery, we will be set with this kind of a problem forever. Yes, Donald.
Chairperson, you know, the president of Boerland isn't here. So could we know why he's not here, Chairperson? Because I know, you know, we were adamant that he must try and be here today. So is there perhaps a good reason for his absence, Chairperson? I would like to know, Chairperson.
Yes, another question for me, Chairperson. Another question for me. You see, here we are as this committee. But surely, Chairperson, before we take that route, that goes to a conclusion, because I want to be comfortable where I'm seated, to know what is the actual bone of contention of this matter. Is it about this leaflet, one page? What is the thrust of this issue? That seems to be a problem. Before we say, all right, after all said and done, this is the line of march that we're taking. Because now we're talking like this, and because if I can be schooled to say, look, the issue here is this matter that caused us to be here. And as such, it has not been resolved. I understand because once something is taken up to that level of a subject to care issue, it means also we have to shape our minds in finding better solutions in that regard. But I don't get the substantive matter. What is the bone of contention? Yes, please just elaborate just briefly, without going to town, if that is the issue, so that I am comfortable. Now, I'm feeling the situation where you conclude, and we are talking, very diplomatically on the issue. I am not sure.
Let me remind you, Comrade Suk, in our last week meeting, we have invited the university, because the university was linked to how the lottery fund is abused by those who are in power in the lottery, and how lottery money has gone to somebody's hands, and then it has not gone to the university. And the university was here and said, yes, we have given an advance to somebody on behalf of the Federation of the X amount of money, but we have pursued that for 4 years and not getting that amount of money. What was happening was the culmination of what the petitioners are saying, the money for lottery is used and then not in a correct way, and it's abused by those who are in authority of the lottery. And now we got that it's true. This gentleman sits in the lottery. He's the president of a federation. Indeed, he went to the university and solicited money. The university gave him the money, but that money has not gone to the university. And then that is where we are now. Now, the university has served the lottery with the court document of demanding their money from lottery. Now, the university says, we have done everything, even including the ex-president of Athletics South Africa. When we gave him this matter, he attempted to call the person involved, and this person never turned up. So we have persuaded this matter for 4 years, and then we had no any other alternative but to go to the court of law. Now, I refer to the prof's letter where he says they are open to any amicable conclusion of this matter. Then I ask the prof from the lottery, prof, are you here immune or have a problem in taking the line of request that the university wants to pursue in the interest of sport? Prof say, no, we don't have a problem. And both the other profs at the university say, we don't have a problem. But cutting on that is a matter that we can't discuss this matter, even going into the details of the pro forma that we have requested from the prof in showing us what was requested for, because this matter now is in the hands of the court. That is what has brought us here.
You make myself now very comfortable, because this is what I wanted to hear as the agenda point on the contentious matter, so that whatever we conclude, at least we are all in power. You see, that is why also we requested some documentation, so that we read from those documents, so that we are equal with the information. The disadvantage is that I'm not sure whether they did send all those documents that were requested in a meeting, so that we are, but otherwise the explanation is quite good, except it will refresh our minds. Thank you.
Now, they sent the document, but I didn't distribute the document on basis of what they said the documents are that they didn't send to the court of law. Because if I have done that, I would have still have opened up this matter. So I have kept the document, and then they will not be in the hands of anybody, and allow them a space to go and deal with this matter. Thank you, Colleague Zuka. So this matter around, I think Boland is here. Are you Boland? Boland, we will not discuss this matter, because also yourself wanted to ask some few questions from your side around this matter. So we say let us respect that level of the court, but also Prof would make you to be part of the whole discussion, because now they have to come and report to us in Parliament on how the matter has been resolved and all that. So I would request also that in that meeting between Prof of the university and Prof of the lottery, and yourself as people that application is affecting them, to discuss that matter there and not get into the fray of the court. Anything other than that, I would definitely have discussed this matter so that we know what is going on. So I'm urging you that please understand the difficulty in which we find ourselves in, but at the same time, we still have a back door open for you to be able to be part of the discussion and prove to the lottery what transpired there to settle this matter on your side. Are you okay with me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairperson?
No, I'll give it to them.
Sorry, Chairperson, the reason for the President's absence, I want that on record, Chairperson.
Yes, I'm going to give that.
Okay.
Honourable Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee, thank you. I am the Vice President of Borland Athletics, and I have been elected to many community institutions, for example, the Borland Sport Council. I am the Chairperson of the Western Cape Schools body, yeah? And I can go on. Whilst Dr. Adams, our President, is absent from the province itself on working conditions, I am serving in his capacity according to our constitution. So I am fully mandated to do the job as the Vice President on behalf of him. Chairperson, I deeply respect what you have ruled, but I just want to have clarity. You talked in your introduction about a petition, and in that petition you mentioned the name of Wilfred Daniels, that he is a member of a board member. Just for my clarity, to which board did you refer?
He's the president of Borland Athletics. That's what I was saying.
No, you... Forgive me, sir, Honourable Mr. Compella. You said he's a member of the board, Wilfred Daniels, as part of the petition. I just want to have clarity.
No. Wilfred Daniels is one person who came to give a statement here. He's not a member of any other board. He came and gave a statement as other people by participating in the petition.
Well, Member Wiles, I must go back to my constituency, the Borland Athletic Federation, and report back. You know, people were talking about a bone of contention, and I want to know how are the Borland Athletic Federation, we are sitting here, how are we related to this petition?
No. I think I've said to you, the petitioner, we're talking about how Lotto is abused by people who are sitting in the Lotto. And it happened that a reference was made on the president of the Bola. And later, on our discussion, we found that he even went to the university to go and solicit money and saying that money would come from the lotus. Now, I don't want to discuss all those demerits that I can tell you because I'm saying this matter is in the hands of the court. Either the argument or any other thing around this university matter, which involves Dr. Adams and involves the Bula, is now in the hands of the court. That's why. If you wanted, if there was no question of this matter of the court, would give you clearly how is Borland affected on this matter. But we don't want to do that because we are saying this matter now is in the hands of the court. Let them settle that matter first, and then we'll deal with other issues later.
Honourable Member, can I draw your attention that we, the Borland Athletic Federation, are the first respondent and receive summons on the 30th of the 8th month, 2010. And I want to assure you that the Borland Athletic Federation, in all our applications, follow due processes. Thank you, sir.
Chief, when did you receive that court document?
We received ours on the 13th of May this year.
Yeah. So if you received yours earlier, good luck, happy. But this one, we got information that they got that last week, and the stamp that is on that is for last week. I think this matter is over, sir. And then, yes?
Thank you very much, sir. I think it's important that the board or presidium of Borland Athletics is sitting here representing Borland. And just to mention a few things, the university went several ways, and I accept to say, listen, Lotto, why don't you...
No, sir.
No, I just, because...
No, sir, please.
Okay.
We said we don't...
I just wanted to mention that they've got a history of taking people to court.
We're saying, please let us not discuss...
Because
okay.
The prophet mentioned now all the good things, what the university stands for.
Sir, please. Prof, I don't want you to object on this matter. I am ruling now. The matter of the university, we leave it because it has gone to that level. Whether you have a history or you don't have a history, we will get those things later. We'll call the Bulan and then a gentleman from Bulan. They will give us that history when this matter is over. We'll call you so that you give us and say, this is the pattern of this university is all about and this is what makes us uncomfortable. But I'm just pleading with you, at this level, let us not discuss it because... it is impacting on what is there. Please. Thank you very much.
Honourable Member, I pose a question. To what board does Mr. Daniels or Titi belong? Because he painted a very bleak, I believe now, if I hear from us, Boland. So to which board does he belong?
I said to you, Mr. Wilfred Daniels was a member of Athletic South Africa. He never came here as a member of any other board. And even when he introduced himself, he never said he's a member of any other board. Now, I don't know what should I say to you when I said he never said he's a member of the board. But he came, and we called him because he was, at that time, part of the Athletic South Africa. Donald, the president of the... Bula could not come. We got that from the president's counselor, JJ. He said that they've gone quickly on the mission of the AU to Libya with the president, and then they will be coming probably this morning. So then we understand in that way. But he has shown interest that at any time when we want him, other than today, he would be present in the meeting.
So you went to see whether Gaddafi is healthy?
Yes, please. So, Prof, thanks very much. Bulan, thanks very much. We'll communicate with you in the long run. And thank you, Lotari, and thanks very much. Yes, Prof.
Chairperson, may I just ask whether the outcome of our presence here and our discussions will be communicated to us in writing so that we have the same understanding as to what is expected of us, so that when we meet, that we can have that as a fixed reference.
Yes, and the minute that says we are also agreeing with you that the matter of sport necessarily do not have to end up in the court of the law. We are agreeing and also supporting the view that you express in your letter that you are prepared that this matter can be resolved amicably. Then we ask Lotari. Lotari said that, no, if that is the kind of a spirit that the university has, and definitely we welcome that because us also, we will be able to interact with the university as the Lotto and be able to check where the problem is. But in resolving the matter, if we manage that it must not go to the court of law, we think that is the first point of call, which the lottery said. And then later we said, because Boland is part of this money that is involved with the university, then Boland must also be part of having a privilege of the information of what transpired there. It must not be something that is closed, and then it must be open for them also to feel comfortable that the name of the union, Boland, has been featuring in Parliament, and that they were closed outside. No, we want to open that in a tripartite alliance that you have, discuss this matter, and Prof will come and report to us how the matter has been resolved, and we wish that it must not go to the court of law. It must be the matter that you resolve amicably, because issues of sport are not necessarily have to end in the court of law. That's what has been said. And when you check our minutes in Parliament, you would find
in our minutes, and that kind of a pronouncement is made there. Thank you. Thank you very much, the university. Thank you, Bulland, and thank you, Dr. We're moving forward again. Honourable members, we just want to hear this. A member of the committee probably would like to make an amendment on the submission that is going to be made here. But if there is an amendment of that matter, we must agree on that amendment or we must disagree on that amendment. We must go ahead with the issues that we're going to ask for a clarity from both Mulatelo and the former president, Leonard Tweny, about what transpired on that day. I just want to get Donald, we're giving you so that we find out whether do we agree that what direction we should take on this.
Chairperson, I really have a problem, and I hope you appreciate my problem. First of all, as I've said, we decided last week that we should entertain these people, you understand, these representatives that just left. It was never discussed, as far as I was last week, that we should entertain Mr. Tweny last week, because then I would have said something, things in his absence perhaps, which would have been a lot better. But as it stands now, it seems as if you want to allow Mr. Tweny to have his say. I have a problem with that, Chairperson, and therefore I'm feeling very, very uncomfortable, and I want to tell you why. You see, I do not want the sports people of this country and the administrators to feel that we are leaving them in the lurch, that we are sort of backstabbing them, that we are undermining them, because that is what they could perceive us to be doing, Chairperson. And it's for that reason that I'm feeling very, very uncomfortable in this meeting. And I think we as the DA, we've decided that, you know, if the situation is going to be entertained, then we will be recusing ourselves, Chairperson, and excusing ourselves. Now, I hope you understand.
The ANC?
Commissioner, the ANC would say that, says that we've agreed at the initial meeting that we are going to allow all people affected to be giving a submission. I was just raising that the earlier thing, because really it is as last week we didn't say that they must come with this voluntary thing. But for the reason that we said that we are going to listen to everybody, then the ANC is prepared to listen, as we present all the other people.
The ANC?
Honorable Chairperson, my view is that if they will be allowed to make a presentation only and no decisions will be taken after that, I don't see what harm that could have in us, in our working with this committee. So I would think we allow them to make a presentation, but no decisions be taken.
Honorable member, in all the people that came here, we have not made a decision. We will formulate the recommendations that we go to Parliament. recommendation would go to Parliament, and Parliament would adopt them, and the recommendation that we refer to the minister for him to implement, Parliament would agree, and therefore the entire Parliament would agree on the report, and the minister is given that responsibility. For us as Parliament, there's nothing that we can do as a matter of implementation or any, and all the recommendations would definitely be given to the authorities that have to deal with what we recommend and what we have discovered there. So you're right. We will listen to them, and but there will be no decision. There will be even recommendations after we have had everybody and deal with the recommendations to Parliament. And agree on the Parliament, on the draft of the recommendation to Parliament.
I'm thinking, Chairperson, that in as much as we would agree on that, you know, the just the listening part of it, can we you know, for the sake of you know, committee, pursue the DA to remain and just listen.
No.
Thank you, Chair.
No, you see, Moses, if we are a multi-party forum, if a particular party feels that it doesn't want to participate on a matter, it's allowed to do that. But you are right, it will be for the first time that they are not participating in our discussion. But we will not persuade them. It is their own choice and their prerogative not to participate on the matter of the electorate. So they have the fullest right to do that. Cora, you're the last.
Your Lordship, I'm sorry to call it here, Chair. The issue which I want to remind the Honourable Lee about is that we said at the initial meeting that we are going to listen to everybody. Then at the stage after listening to everybody, we as the committee are going to meet on our own and break on the issue and make the recommendations, as you correctly said. So I just wanted to raise that thing also.
No, he doesn't dispute that. He's saying he has a problem in us interacting with Mr. Chuen because that is viewed, or it will be viewed by sports people as backstabbing them. Now, if they want not to participate, it's fine, but it can't be something that is viewed by the Federation as backstabbing them. Every Federation in this country and every person, in fact, for this matter, if the Speaker of the National Assembly referred this petition to the committee, it means the Speaker even had recognized that those aggrieved parties have a right to raise their view, and that does not amount to accepting anyone. But in the final conclusion, the DA has the fullest right of abstaining either in voting or in the deliberation or any other matter that you know. We will go on. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. We'll go on calling firstly the former president of Athletic South Africa, Mr. Chen. Are you comfortable to speak from there or you come closer here?
I'm comfortable to be here, Chair. Thank you very much.
Good.
Honorable committee.
No, Mr. Chen, wait first, please.
No.
I want to give you how the discussions are going to be. The discussion, Mr. Chen, are that in the matter that we find ourselves in today, around the petitioners that are saying the matter of Athletic South Africa was not handled properly, and therefore there was a by and large the abuse of power on dealing with this matter of Athletic South Africa. Now we want to ask you, given that, do you accept that the matter of pastor's meeting, which was a bone of contention, that you didn't handle that matter of Castor Slinger properly? If not, is there any other means in which you could have handled the matter of Castor Slinger far different than what you have done? And the last point, in your view, the allegation made by the petitioner on the abuse of power by those who are on the authority in dealing with your case, what is your view on that? I think that is what we wanted to capture on this matter. Yes, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Committee. The first point is a point on Castor Slinger's issue. And it's an issue that brought us to this Parliament, this portfolio committee, in 2009. And at that particular time, everybody else was saying we handled the matter wrong, we abused the child, she was not supposed to have him, we are wrong. And we exonerated by the international body, IWF itself. They apologized, and they found that indeed the decision that we took in Berlin for her to run, it was the right decision. At that time, nobody believed us when we said, to start with, there was nothing in front of us to convince us that she cannot run as a woman. But later on, yes, indeed, we exonerated. We have indicated that yes, she's a woman, and she ran. And those who were actually opposing our decision at that particular time changed the position. It was no longer Castor Slinger's issue, because on that particular issue, they were all beaten, hands down, because she ran as a woman, and she's continued to run as a woman today, as we are continuing. Now, there are two things on that particular matter. If at that particular time we listened to people who were saying she must not run, and later on it's proved that she was supposed to have ran, there was nothing wrong, obviously would have been destroyed again. So it was a two-way prompt. Whatever way we're looking at it, we're not going to win this thing. So people used it to come on us, because when we came to the Parliament, we gave our position very clear. And for the first time in the history of this country, there was never such a case. And we're just unfortunate as a federation at that particular time, because we met with this kind of a situation for the first time. And in dealing with the problem, unfortunately, people used the position of Castor to settle certain scores. And we can go back many a times. We have been in this Parliament many, many a time in the past, not because of Castor, but because of other issues. So we are saying we have handled the case very, very well. We are having a champion in this country, a world champ. If we did not take that decision today, all of us as a country would not have been celebrating the world champ. We are happy to have a champ. But those who made that kind of a decision, as we are talking, are destroyed by all of us. Nevertheless, as a leader, sometimes you do take this kind of price, the price that you pay as a leader. Now, we're over to that point today. When we're suspended again, we're suspended on nothing else but we have had that the handling of Castor Slinger. When the letter came from the people who are not accredited people, another body, when we are suspended on the basis that we have handled Castor Slinger's case wrong and nothing else. You can look at we were suspended on the 5th of November 2009. And the letter that came to us was that we are suspending you on the handling of Castor Slinger's issue. And with an immediate effect, we are going to investigate the case. And that was the issue. For us, that was the issue. It took almost a year. When they could not find anything on that particular issue,
other issues that came out. The mismanagement of the funds, this and that, all those things were came out. When we were suspended, there were two council meetings that were held from athletics bodies that exonerated us and passed motion of confidence. Not one thing, if you take the minutes of those two council meetings, there is no one federation, I mean no one province, not any province, that said we have a problem. By the time we closed that with the last council meeting, all the athletics people, according to athletics constitution, gave motion of confidence. And that's the case closed. Now, when other people saw that we did not, they could not get what they wanted, SASCOC was used, other people connived. There were three provinces that were used and connived. And indeed, they achieved what they wanted to achieve. We are saying today, athletic people never suspended athletic leadership up to the last. They've never, we have never been suspended. We are taking place. If you take the last council meeting of ASA, that all of them, even those who jumped out, outside, when they could not get anything, what they wanted, in the council, then they connect outside the council and form some cliques and run around, work with the media to rubbish us, being their very biggest strategy. Come out, work with SASCOC, and we are where we are. Nevertheless, we're looking at those people again today. Some of them are in the, given the position they were given position in the lotto. Of course, you award those who have helped you, given those positions. Now, as far as CASTA is concerned today, we are speaking with a lot of documentation and everything. We have done nothing wrong. We have taken the right decision. And now, you look at now, to show that we want to confirm what we have done, you look at other sporting codes today. You read in the papers, they tell you that this is cricket, this kind of money is missing, people have done that. The same body that jumped day one about athletics, they are quiet, they are mum. It's like they're not in the country. Nothing to show that it was a very clear event against the certain individuals, of which the wars and the dispute are well documented. They said nothing. When soccer came out, from Zurich, and they won the D2010, they've given themselves a lot of money, 7 million each. The minister, the former minister of sport at that particular time, when he was asked, his answer was very simple, that if the decision was taken by that board, who are we to question that, because it was taken by the board of that particular federation. Nobody said anything until today. Now, what I'm just trying to drive at is, you look at the pattern of the problems that we're having engulfed sports in this country. But those people are not anyway. They are quiet. We are talking about serious, serious dispute in big federations. They are quiet. They are not built. No voice, nothing. Absolutely. Now, look at how athletics was, certain individuals in athletics were treated and how other people are treated in other federations. And really, I think our rights are enshrined in the constitution of this country. People will have a problem saying the sports bodies of this country will be perceived as, you know, being stepped at the back. I'm saying we are stepped at the back, and we are the citizens of this country. We have the right, like the very same people that are having the right. We have the right to sit if we believe our cause was not well treated. We have the right, like any other citizen, to sit in front of this portfolio committee and state our case. We are a citizen of this country. Like any other citizen of the country. We have been looking at Sepp Blatter now. It's not above sport. There's nobody. Even SASCOC is not above the country's law. Today, if you look at it, Sepp Blatter being the president of FIFA, he has been held before the committee because they believe he must answer. Now, that other people cannot answer is a question. And yes, we are saying we have documented ourselves I'm one of those authors of this document that has been distributed to the authorities of this country about how lot of money is abused to push certain people out. It's about money. It's about individuals who believe they are more powerful. They can push money to get what they want. So we have, and we have put names. It's very, very clear. I don't say they say they say. We have put names because we understand, and we are prepared to stand anyway. And say, these are the people, we've got facts. We're talking facts here. So we believe very strong that we were not properly treated. And that is not us only. It's the total country. You look at the certain media, because the media in this country, unfortunately, is divided. There will be media that will look at things in the manner that they will look at it. They will look at transformation and development and nothing else. And there will be a media that will look at other issues. So the media in this country that looks at development and transformation are continuously stating very clear that you cannot keep quiet when other people are destroyed for the sake of transforming sport in this country. Yes, indeed, we believe some of us were to be pushed out because our agenda was very clear. It was the agenda of transformation. And I'm happy to hear again today the professor from Stellenbosch clearly stating that I twice called a meeting here to resolve their problem amicably, the very same problem that is in front of you. And that was the problem where we did not want this to go to court. We wanted this to be resolved amicably. But unfortunately, the same problem that you are sitting with, that the president of Boland refused to come, and he sent his people to come and defend him. And continuously, we are going to be looking at this thing. To me, when we came out, these are some of the things that makes other people to start with an immediate effect, looking at things differently. Because you cannot allow certain individuals to hold support the transform because of certain kind of relationship. And the point we are making very clear is that, yes, we continue to have enemies, we have people who differ with us on the basis that they've got other interests. Our interest was simple, was to transform, give children of this country the opportunity, of which Kasa is one of the champions. So now today she's the champion, but we are outside the sport. It's fine, we don't have a problem. But we want the country to know that people use that position for other issues and not the issues as people are saying. And we are prepared to deal with those issues openly. First, we are not saying, Chet, we are not saying the findings, they can put them aside. We agree. But we must challenge those things openly. We must have clear procedures. If you are dealing with a procedure of CASA, you deal with the procedure of CASA and you close it. And say, look, there was this CASA issue that emanated from the World Championship in 2009 in Berlin. You said all these things, and these are the issues. Yes, you are correct or you are wrong, and we deal with that as those. Then they come and say, these are the mismanagement, and then we are then suspended for something else now. But you cannot give on the agenda, you cannot give the mandate we are suspended for this thing, and later on down the line, you tell us a different story. Therefore, Mr. Chairperson and the committee, we're not going, because we came here many times on custom issue, but we are saying we stand strongly. We are even more stronger now than before, because before we could not understand. We didn't understand. We came, we thought this is CASA issue. But when CASA issue was closed, we understood that it was not CASA issue. CASA issue was used for another agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Honourable Member, clarity from Mr. Chairman Cora.
Lord Chief, I don't have a clarity, but now I wanted to ask a question, but now as the president, because you said that this was the suspension, it was for the CASA issue, and then it was added to this mismanagement. And my question is coming there, but I think that, as you correctly said, that was supposed to be a separate point. Deal with the one closed and then move to the other one. So that is, I would have wanted to come in there, but he has explained now.
Okay. Is there anybody? Mr. Chen, I just want to get clarity on I think you are a person who understands the constitution of this country, which I have time and again remind many of. If Caster Smith would have been supposed to be suspended or not been allowed to run in Berlin, a South African enjoying the constitution of this country, on what basis would have you not allow her to play, or would you, if you'd have allowed her not to play on basis of the association, article of association or any other thing? I just want to know. But I'm saying, Caster, at a time when she was in Berlin, no South African, even anywhere else, doesn't enjoy the right of a constitution of South Africa covered in it. Now, I just want to ask you, what were you going to do in an event you were told that Caster Semenya is this kind of a person, and therefore, would you have disallowed him or the articles of association or what article of Athletic South Africa? What would you have done exactly in this situation?
Thank you, Chair and Honorable Committee. The good thing, Chairperson, from your question is that at that particular time I was sitting as a council member of an international body. And from where I was sitting, I had a very clear picture of the rules and regulations of that organization and the rules and regulations of Athletic South Africa. And again, the constitution of my country. Now, how did I come to be a member? First, I became a member of council of IWF because I'm a South African. I'm a South African first. And as a South African, I'm also the leader, or I was the leader at that particular time of Athletic South Africa. I had already at that cap tells me that I was to protect any South African athlete as their leader, elected their leader. So I was not going to go to any competition, Chairperson, and not to defend my team. I'm a team leader. Every team leader is going to defend. The first point in line is to defend your team, of which I did that. Somewhere I was prepared to go down for the team that I am leading. So certain decisions that I took, if I was wrong, yes, I was going to face the music, but the primarily view was to protect, was to give one of my own an opportunity. And to me, that is the issue.
So you are respecting the constitution of the country that doesn't have discrimination of gender, color, on any other basis when you allow it to go in play? Was it purely on those basis? Or was there an article that suggests that Caster Semenya, on basis of a gender, she must not participate?
If you look,
or is there in your constitution such a matter?
Mr. Chairperson, you are very correct, because the constitution of ASA, that is in line with the constitution of the country, has got absolutely no such reservations for that kind of an issue. Therefore, it was going to be difficult for me to say she cannot run, because another thing that people would not understand was that when we're given this child by her parents for the last 19 years, because she was 19 when she was running, they gave us a girl. The parents, from day one, infancy stage, to where she was 19 years, they knew this girl as a girl and nothing else. It was going to be difficult for Leonard Twining, just for a minute, to change the culture, the history of the Semenya family, and turn that girl into something else. So to me, also, those are the challenges that other people in the country, when I came back, when they were castigating and destroying me, they could understand the difficulty that I was in. I was not going to sit over a second and change the history, 19 years history of this child over a second.
Okay. Have you made a submission to SASCOC immediately when the matter of Caster Semenya hit the to the department to explain the matter of custody.
We had a problem. We had a problem. We were called. We are not called to South Coast meeting. But yes, we had just a meeting. Because if you talk about a meeting, an official meeting, it's a meeting that the letter will come from South Coast to come and meet with us on the matter. But I spoke to the president of South Coast on the matter. We only had an opportunity in this country when the leadership of the country called us to debate this matter with us at the Treaty House, and for us to understand certain issues, but we are not called by them. And we tried hard to talk to the minister. We are not given an opportunity. Until today, we have never been given an opportunity with the ministry to present our case until today.
Mr. Chen, in some of the discussion around the issue of custody, when the bundles were posted to the media, do you know who posted the bundle around the issue of custody to the media? And again. You had a meeting in Berlin at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock with people or with a person. Do you know of such a meeting?
Thanks, Chair. We had a meeting first in Berlin. And in Berlin, first the meeting was between myself and Dr. Adams.
At what time?
I can't remember time now. And I have to go back to the report. But we did have a meeting. And Kakata Mabonyani being my deputy president then. And the meeting was to look into the very same kind of issues. What came to my mind at that particular time was that from the Dr. Adams, he says there is a query about custody. And the query is, she can be at the hormones of a man and what. And I don't understand all those medical technologies and what. My very point there was that on what is evidence? Give me something concrete that I can look at. He says, I've been phoned from the clinic in South Africa where she took a treatment, but it's not conclusive. So also on that particular case, I said to him, look, anything that has got absolutely no evidence cannot be used anyway. The only favor that you can do me, Dr. Adams, because he is a doctor, first, of Athletic South Africa, because he brought the team with him. And the second is that he's a doctor in the medical commission of IWF. I requested then a meeting with the doctors from the commission so that they can explain this to me to understand, because that's not my favor. That's why we have a doctor. That's for him to look at all the medical issues. Mine will look at all the political issues of sport. And then you'll have them, the coaches and other people now. Now, the problem that we have, Chairperson, is that even the very same doctors of a medical commission, they did not have. That's why at the end of the day, and end of this saga, they apologized. There were no clear procedures as to how they should handle the case. So they themselves, as the IWF, that's why they apologized. And today, as we are looking at it, it came out late. And we continue to be exonerated. They've changed. Because of CASTA, CASTA saved the entire tyranny, women, in this world. because they were going through all this kind of humiliation until Caster's issue. Now, as we are sitting, I'm proud to say, much as I'm castigated in my country, but I've changed the world. I saved all those young boys and girls, young girls who would have gone through this kind of very vicious processes of being of humiliated by those kind of rules. Today we are talking, we have changed. And I'm proud of, much as I'm outside, but I'm saying I'm part of the history that changed the lives of young girls in this world.
Okay. Mr. Chen, Dr. Lamine testified to us that your problem, or the problem of Athletic South Africa, you are part of the people that were solicited from KwaZulu-Natal because he's an IFP member, and the ANC was on its way to Polokwane, and the ANC was in disarray. And therefore, Dr. Lamine was requested to stand against you, and an entourage of media arrived at his school pleading that the media is behind them in making sure that you don't become a president of Athletic South Africa, and it's going to be easier when the ANC is in disarray on its way to Polokwane. Do you know of such a political step and a very destructive political action taken by sports people in taking liberty of a wrong impression that the ANC was in disarray on its way to Polokwane? Do you know of that?
Indeed, I do. I do, Chairperson and the Honorable Committee. I've been a stumbling block, and it is time for me to be destroyed by those who wanted to destroy me. And if you look on that particular case of Lamine, they went to make affidavit. It was not just a yes. It was so serious that they went to court. They went to police station and they made affidavit on that particular matter. Strong. And that affidavit was brought to this committee. And when we were actually looking at the committee taking an action, because it was very serious, we don't know. We only received a letter after, when we pursuing the case, from the minister that, yes, we did that, but you can go to police station and open the case. But then our understanding at the time was that we have actually presented the matter to the highest committee in the country. And if indeed a matter of that nature in sport, it was not for us to go to police station. We came here, we presented, and we left the matter in the hands of the portfolio committee. And the people went to the police station, they made affidavit to make sure that this is an issue. And those people, one of them was a member, board member of SASCOC, who went there. A board member of SASCOC. And the name is there, you know, everything, all the documentation you are sitting with. They went there, and the discussion simply was that this is time of destroying this land actually. Reasons to know that. There were never any reasons that, one, I squandered money, two, I've done. There was never such a reason. The reason was just about power, I think, more than anything, that he must go because he will be powerful, and in no time he'll be the president of SASCOC. So when we came back from Berlin, for the first time in the history of this country, and I want to make this very clear for you to understand, in the history of this country, we had three mayors. And these three mayors came from the rural. Three mayors. For the first in the history, we have changed, we have transformed, we came and it was the history. Now, people ravished that history. Instead of us celebrating those three mayors, it was a mayor from a girl from Limpopo. The world champion. In the history of this country, we never had a black girl being a world champion. We never had. You can go and check. Those who are going to archives and check. We never had. Instead of celebrating, they ravished the position because people were looking at other people being the champions and not that girl. They rally the champion and say, this country cannot produce champions from the rural. That's number one. The second was Malawi, a world champion from Venda, a champion. And the third one was Khoto Mokoena, a champion, a silver medalist. We always, all the time, get castigated at the airport when we arrive as to say, where is the transformation? Where are the black athletes? When we did that, instead of being celebrated, that situation, it was ravished. Today, it looks like we never had the champion, African champion. So, Mr. Chairperson, that thing is very deliberate. I just want to make this thing very clear. There are people who are not too happy for the first time seeing athletics changing in a different direction. So we changed that, and I so wish and hope that those who are going to take over, or those who have taken over, they continue on that trend of allowing and giving opportunity to those children in the rural area. Yes, those people were there. Those people came. They went to school. They went to Skosana, and they went to Dlamini to say to them, ANC is in this position. Let's keep you. We'll support you. And you as an IFP guy to take over from Leonard Trini, and then we'll support you. And that statement is there, endorsed at the police station. You are sitting with that statement somewhere in the parliament. And when this kind of episodes are coming, we know some of us where we are coming from. And it was not even for the first time at that particular time, Jefferson. Previously, there was that we... Banele Sindani Leonard Trini squandered $9 million, and the campaign at that time, the chairperson at that time of this portfolio committee was Patrick Chauke at that time, and then again there was nothing. So we came a long way with people who were hell bent to destroy certain people for reasons known to themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chen, my last question. Do you recall when the minister, when Caster's Mania was refused, or there was a debacle around Caster's Mania on his money and his medals? Do you recall when the minister said that there will be a third world war in South Africa around that matter? So it means the minister was clearly in support of you when he said there was a third world war. Now, I do not understand why the minister in TED would just not have to meet you when he was declared in public that the taking away of the Caster's Mania award, including the money, that would amount to a third world war. Now, I do not understand when he said you never met with the minister, could not meet with him. What does that mean?
It's very difficult. It's easy because we do have those things. If you look at it, I'm not reading from any paper because it has been my life for the last 2 years. We're in the media everywhere, so it's just in one chairperson. The first one, this committee had a problem with President Lamine Diack from IWF. But down the line, this committee kept quiet. Because this committee, very clear, and they were correct, to say Lamine Diack is part of this. But this committee, when it goes down, the committee was quiet on that particular matter. Because the committee made a very clear, strong position that Lamine Diack will not come into this country and meet with the President of the Republic of South Africa. He can only meet with the minister. But down the line, the committee kept quiet on that particular matter, and I elaborate on that particular issue. The minister spoke of the Third World War, and the Third World War, the minister also died of, it was just died a natural death. And the reasons to us very clear. One is that when there was a gentleman, I don't know by the name of who, was sent by the minister to go and talk to the IWF. And find out as to what happened. And that gentleman met with me, and then he asked me what happened, and I gave the total picture of what happened in Berlin. And then the understanding was that when that gentleman can come back, he will then discuss the matter with us, and then we'll meet with the minister. But it never happened. There are two things, Chairperson. On that particular matter. One is that IWF understood very clearly that they are wrong on the matter. And on that particular matter, that one very, very, very crucial and very critical issue is that this girl was denied money because she did not participate for the whole entire year. And she did not participate because of mistakes of other people. And IWF was wrong because they did not follow their own procedures. They did not follow their own constitution. And as a result, when I left them on one particular message. And I saw one gentleman, unfortunately, I don't want to discuss a person when he's not in the meeting. I wanted to have an open debate with that person. He came into the country and said, I would politicize the customs issue. But there are two people that were very wrong. If that particular individual, obviously I believe one day will be given an opportunity and will expose it on this particular matter. That is the one also who has been running to the ETV and Mail and Guardian on this particular matter. We have facts on that. We talk on facts. Now, IWF knows that it will be the country. I told them that this girl belongs to a country. And if she's a citizen of South Africa, South Africa will take head on IWF. We'll suit IWF because you have ravished the girl. According to the rules and regulations of IWF, one chairperson, they were not supposed to have made an announcement on the particular matter, according to their own. And the procedures also, how they should do this, they did not follow that. And as a result, these are things that I believe, coming back from Berlin, we're supposed to be sitting as Athletic South Africa and the government to look at how best can we leverage the position of the girl. Because to us, it was no longer about either the government or Athletic South Africa. It was about the girl. She could not get the money throughout. But if I still remember vividly, when we had a case of Oscar Pistorius, the government, the minister, they went to deal with the international body on that particular matter, and he won the case. And I thought personally that even Custer's name, he deserved to be protected, and he deserved to be defended by the country. If you say that is politics, then I don't know. But she's a South African citizen. And if indeed something has gone wrong internationally, it is this country that must stand up for that girl. So if somebody says I'm politicizing that, yes, then I'm politicizing it. Because we are running sport on behalf of the government. And we are given the South African citizens by the government to go and parade them internationally. When there are problems, of course, there's not any other body that must actually come in except this kind of government. So when we came back, we expected that first is a report. More than the report in the media, because you see, we have been unfortunately tried in the media, and being tried in the media, everybody else understood the media better than you would understand us. The media then championed where the cause must go, and the cause was, yes, these people must be destroyed, must be driven, and we followed that cause, unfortunately. But as we are sitting today, when the issues started to change, nobody said, but things are changing. IWF is wrong. What do we do with IWF? Until today, Chair, nobody is saying that IWF is wrong, IWF apologized, but IWF denied this child income for the whole entire, and she's a champion. And the lifespan of a champion is only 2 years. So 1 year she was nowhere because of all this saga of Casper. She was nowhere. Now, we are saying, if indeed at that particular time we met as a and then we look at how best can we deal with IWF, Mr. Chairperson, because IWF did deny this child an income for the whole. Now the third world war was gone. Instead, what we see, we become third world war now. The third world war was on us. Was no longer on IWF. The third world war was on us, and it's still on us, that third world war. So I don't know at what time will this third world war leave us, because we're still sitting with that third world war on ourselves.
Thank you. I was the last person. Mr. Mulate, there's two questions that we need you to give clarity on. First, you as employees of Athletics South Africa, is there any leverage from SAFCOP that would go to suspend the workers of athletics, or is SAFCOP as a federation, a confederation, have the fullest right to dissolve the board and even dissolve the institution of administration? I just want to check.
Thank you, the Honorable Chairperson, members of the committee, ladies and gentlemen. I think from my side, the understanding is very simple. Looking at ASA, ASA is a Section 21 company with its own constitution, fully registered with CIPRO, you know, at the time. I know CIPRO, they're changing into something else. The same applies to SASCOG. SASCOG is a Section 21, you know, company with articles of association and memorandum of association. I must say that they don't have a constitution, but, you know, in a number of judgments, in a number of documents, it has been cited that they have memorandum of association, memorandum of incorporation, and a constitution, you know. But in dealing with these issues, we have realized that they don't have a constitution. Given this scenario, I find it odd that in South Africa, you know, we can have a situation where one company can take over another company in that particular fashion without a due process. I believe that if there's a question of a takeover, there should be a due process that should be laid somewhere in the Companies Act as to how does one company take over the other company. But in this particular situation, it has been an odd, you know, situation in that, you know, it happened and it seemed to be, you know, seamless like that. You know, you try and get this thing in the court, you know, you always are dismissed, you know, at the doorstep without people, you know, really listening to the issues at hand. So what I will say from where I'm sitting is that there is no, you know, law that I'm aware of that gives one company the right to take over the other company. Even worse so, that allows one company to suspend employees of another company. I'm not aware of such a law.
Okay, another member. Clarity on the question of the suspension of the workers. Good. This question you can answer both of. I think you are aware of a government gazette, 15 November of 2007. It's Act Number 18 of 2007 of National Sports and Recreation Amendment Act of 2007. It's Section 13 of the Act 110 of 1998. This Section 13 reads as follows. I just want to assess it from you. The Act is hereby given, or it says, in a dispute, these are the following steps to be followed. Every sports
or recreational body must, in accordance with its internal procedure and remedies provided for its constitution, resolve any dispute arising among its members or with its governing body. B says the sports or recreational body must notify the minister in writing of any dispute contemplated in paragraph A as soon as it becomes aware of such a dispute. Then D says, where a dispute cannot be resolved, in terms of the subsection 1, any member of the sports and recreation body in question who feels aggrieved, or the sports and recreation body itself, may submit the dispute to Sports Confederation, and the Sports Confederation must notify the minister in writing of any dispute in terms of paragraph A. Now, when the issue of the extended mandate of the corruption came, was this section followed? We were given a notice in saying, in terms of this notice, there is a dispute of allegations of corruption that is exist within Athletics South Africa, and therefore the minister is authorizing that dispute to be handled. Was there such a thing, Mulate? Because you administrated it.
There was no such.
Okay. Then, when you go to very same section 13 on subsection 4, it says, by referring the matter for a mediation or easing up a directive as the case might be, the minister may intervene if the dispute or mismanagement in question has been referred to the Sports Confederation for a resolution, unless the Sports Confederation fails to resolve such a dispute within a reasonable time and interferes in matters relating to the selection of teams, administration, and all that. Then, but the most important thing says, notify the relevant parties of the allegation and of his or her intention to issue such a directive. The Act says the minister must be the only person who gives an instruction to anybody to deal with the intervention. And the minister must notify you, the relevant party, in writing of the allegation that the parties, agreed parties, are raising with him. Now, I want you to convince us in saying you have received such a letter in terms of Section 4 of the Act from the minister, where he was drawing your attention that there is even corruption that is existing within Athletics South Africa, and therefore he wants it to be dealt with accordingly. This gazette was signed by President Mbeki on the 16th of November 2006 as the law of this country that governs the dispute within the sports in this country. Now, I want to check that.
Thank you very much, Chair and the Honourable Committee. Let alone to come to that level, we have not spoken to the Minister on that particular matter. And let alone to that not speaking to the Minister, we have not actually given clear position except that one line, you are suspended on cast of issue until today.
By who?
By SASCO. Only and nothing else.
You have made a statement that the matter of affidavit was given to this committee. Yes, Comrade Coronel, the institutional memory here, thanks very much. Comrade Coronel, we received that affidavit, which was very clear. But you see, the portfolio committee gave a directive to the minister that this evidence of wrongdoing by members of the Federation and the media and
therefore you have to deal with this matter in accordance. It was given to Gideon Boshoff, who is the lawyer of a department. Gideon Boshoff waited for a directive from the minister to deal with this matter, or this matter must be criminal cases that have to be investigated. And therefore, Gideon, Mr. Boshoff wrote a letter to me. He said, Chair, this matter around the affidavits by Dr. Dlamini and other people has been referred to the minister. Up to now, the minister has not given us a direction, because we will not be able to pursue criminal charges on this matter unless it is sanctioned by the minister. So this portfolio committee, very clear. But what are the levels that have to be dealt with on a matter of a serious offense in that way? And this committee is not in a position to can go and take this matter and lay the charges to the police unless giving direction to the minister of our findings, and say to the minister has to follow this matter and all that. But the legal department wrote a copy of the letter to us and say they were still waiting for the minister to give them directive, because we were consistently asking, what happened to the matter of Dr. Gamin, of entourage of media, and the bribery that ensued in destroying Leonard Chui around athletics? So unfortunately, Mr. Chui, we have done what we could do as a committee and what is within our right to do. And any other thing beyond that, we don't have any right in the minister department to take those documents, grab them, and give them to the police and do this. The department was supposed to go and press those charges. So I want to say, don't feel aggrieved on these honorable members. They have done their part, we've done everything, and then we have done that part that we are responsible and be charged of up to that level. And therefore, anything further than that, we could have not do. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair. There are two things in conclusion. The first one is that we have now a very clear understanding in this country that there are people more powerful than the power itself. And we wouldn't say ourselves, we don't respect that, because we have challenged that to no level. Whether we become outside and we are trodden upon, but what we are happy is that we remain with our own dignity. And anything that we believe must be challenged, we'll challenge it to no point. That's a statement we are making, a very strong statement. The second one, Chair, is that it was very much unfortunate that we believed that we're fighting for a cause, but we ended up walking this lonely path ourselves, as if we're defending ourselves, whereas we're defending a country, we're defending a South African citizen, one of our own. And the last one, the resources that were used by SASCOC against us in the court of law, we did not spend money of this country. We spent our own money defending ourselves, not attacking. But they have spent more than 8 million. That nobody has asked that question as to why would you use that kind of money to fight one or two people? What is it that you are running away from? You cannot use the resources that you're supposed to have gone into the development and transformation of sport to destroy individuals. Therefore, people should have asked why. What is it that they are hiding? What is it that they are preventing? Why do they try to put all the resources? One, the first team of lawyers were all imported from Durban. It's a fact, is there. The team of lawyers were imported from Durban. All the legal people, no one is coming from Johannesburg. They are all coming from Durban and Cape Town, coming to defend the case in Johannesburg. Yet they are legal people in Johannesburg, making sure that they've got the best legal team in the country. We've got nothing. All what we're defending was our integrity. That's all what we're defending. And that kind of money, today, nobody has ever asked, how can a federation use so much confederation, use so much money just to destroy? I mean, there are too many institutions that could have been used to resolve this thing, Anikep. This is one of the institutions. You could have called all of us. Instead of taking 8 million to 10 million that we are supposed to go into sport and develop and prepare for 2012 the Olympics, we take that money into the legal team. And you look at the people who are there. People were imported from the legal team from Cape Town here. And you look at also, it's very key that you look at the relationship of certain individuals with those kind of people. You look at the certain relationship of people who are working, you know, who are using, and I'm saying it, abusing state resources because of their contacts that they are having to destroy information and to go everywhere. We have actually have serious information that we believe somewhere on the line we need to be given a support to fight this kind of a problem. Because it's not about other people. If we continue to allow people to do this, Mr. Chairperson, we will not have sport in this country. Thank you.
Mr. Chen, I'm closing the conversation. Mr. Chen, in terms of section 13B of the Act, which says every sport or recreational body must, before the first of each year, every sports body in the country, every confederation in the country, before 1st April of each year, have to account on resources, on the transformation, on many of those things that are happening. So do not worry. These members of the committee, in doing the oversight on SASCOC as a body that has to account in terms of Section 13B, they will be asking questions because it must be clear there that we use 8 million for legal matter a month or in a year or whatever. And therefore, those questions that you raise are best have resided with members of the committee. They are going to get clarity on those. So we will get clarity whether and see whether there is value for money to defend the 18 million of a matter or what to do in those things. But I would like to say to you, Mr. Chair, thank you very much again. You were not feeling comfortable in coming, and then as if you owe to anybody that you must not come to this legislature. You don't owe to anybody to come to this legislature. You owe to the respect of this legislature to come when you are so requested to come and give information which this legislature requests from you. And you must walk tall. You must not feel shy that you are not welcome and therefore you are a citizen of this country. But thank you very much for coming. And you, Mladen, thank you very much for clarifying us of all the things that we wanted to get from you. And then I can release you, and for you, we'll just meet with you so that we must arrange your logistics and just inform you on the logistics. Thank you very much. You are released. Honourable members, Comrade Tarisek came and say, no, we are requested because it has been observed that there are no people in these extended committees. So we are requested to be in our cluster committee after we adjourn here because I don't know what happened to people. And then I don't know what happened. Thank you very much, PMG. And then I just want to say something to the comrades, and then can you be released? Thank you, Dr.